Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
All right, so a couple of other things we should get to. Major league level, C.J. Abrams back from the injury that sidelined him for a few days. He's had a couple of these things this year where he misses, you know, a handful of days. He came back for the Mets series, had a couple of straight games with hits, 1-for-3, 2-for-3 against the Mets, and then a 4-for-5 as we tape on Thursday night against the Cubs at Wrigley. So you're looking at 7 for his last 11 at the plate. Good to see. I mean, we've talked about how critical it's going to be for him to finish strong. Last of 7 games now, 11 for 25, hitting .440, slugging .800, couple of home runs, 20 bolts to go along with his 31 steals. If he could finish, you know, with 22, 23 homers and 35 steals and gets his average back up over .250 and his OPS is, you know, 755 or so, and ends up 20, 30 points above league average, you know, the season's still going to look very, very solid. He was obviously an all-star, but how you finish can really change the perception going into the offseason. And I think for him especially, even though the year is going to be what it was, you know, big, big valleys, nice mountains as well, 2 excellent months and some really bad months, I still think him coming back and just showing that he's getting hot again would just give you a really nice taste in your mouth going into the offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be nice to see him continuing to play well down the stretch here. Hopefully that's something that can continue into the final week of the season. And I mean, when he just makes things simple, Grant, he can make the game look so easy. And sometimes I think he gets in his own head a little bit too much, trying to do a little bit too much, because, you know, I think he sees some of this stuff, or he understands that he is someone that's supposed to be a cornerstone. And so sometimes I think he tries a little bit too hard, versus when he's going well, it's just simple. Hit the ball hard the other way, hitting it in the gap, using his speed on the base paths. And I think sometimes he's trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. And we've seen he's got the power to do it without having to try to hit the ball out of the ballpark. So I think if he can simplify some things and get back to the guy that we saw, I mean, it's so simple to say, but if he can get back to being the guy we saw in April and June, or at least somewhat of that, then you can feel really good about it. And it just shows how good he was that, you know, a majority of his season, if you want to just take in terms of time, he hasn't been that great just in general. But he was so good during those times that his season looks pretty good overall. And so I'm intrigued to see if he can just finish strong here and then work on some of the stuff that we've talked about. We'll dive into deeper in the offseason on stuff that he probably needs to improve on. And you got to feel good that he's taking steps. Who knows what the ceiling is, but you still feel good that he's at least improving year over year, and he's still so young. He's not even close to approaching the prime years of a career, so I'm excited to see what he can do.
By the way, Abrams with the 2 steals, as I said, got to 31. James Wood went 1-for-2, drew 3 walks, by the way, and stole a base in the game at Wrigley Field on Thursday night. That's 14 steals for James Wood. So when the season ends, he'll have played basically one half of a year, almost on the nose, is what he'll end up with. And so he'll be on a pace for what is like 30 steals. And that's, by the way, with, remember, he got caught. He's been caught 8 times. He got caught like I think, 5 times in his first 9 stolen base tries or something. And it's really starting now to show that he's gotten a lot better on base. But I just think that's an important thing to remember. The way they like to run with his speed, you know, he's going to hit 30 home runs probably next year if he can elevate the baseball a little better with his exit velocity and barrel numbers. Like, there's going to be plenty of home runs, and there's going to be times in his career where, you know, as he gets into his prime and really lifts the baseball, he's got that 40 homer power. And in those years, you know, when he's added weight and he's swinging for the fences and making money that way, he's not going to run as much. But I think next year he's a true 30-30 candidate potentially, like going into the year as an apex, right? I'm not predicting that at 23 years old, but like, that's the kind of skill set we're talking about. 14 steals for him in 70 games right now, you know, like I said, over a 30 steal pace, but the 3 walks I thought were pretty impressive. And we should give some kudos to Darren Baker, who got finally a start for the Nationals. You know, he'd been coming off the bench and just kind of when called upon, you know, running out there and doing whatever they asked. Well, he finally got a chance to get into the starting lineup, and he had a 3-hit game. He's 5-for-9 at the plate, hitting over 550 in 6 games so far. In the big leagues, Dusty Baker's boy, the 25-year-old. I once had someone in the organization, I asked about him a few years ago. I said, so I guess this would have been probably last year early on. I said, what is Darren Baker? And they're like, Darren Baker is ultimately probably like a utility type guy, you know, a bench player who could, you know, fill in for weeks on end if need be. But their point was, he will always be, whatever your expectation is, he will surpass it. Like, he will always be a little better than you think. People will say, oh, well, now in Double A he won't do it. Now in Triple A he won't do it. Oh, now it's the big leagues. He'll always give you more than kind of what is expected with the bloodlines and the work habits, and he's doing it again at the major league level.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's anything that's going to, you know, wow you, so to speak, but he does, like you said, exactly kind of what you need and a little bit more. It, you know, he's hitting 285 in plenty of games at AAA this year, and I'm glad he's finally getting an opportunity, because you kind of need to see what you got with him. And I don't know exactly where he fits with, you know, kind of now adding in a bunch of guys that kind of fit into that same sort of role of potentially being a utility infielder. But the nice part is he can fit in there. He's a solid fielder at second base and, you know, a pretty good fielder at second base, honestly. And now he can play a little bit in the outfield and he can hit a little bit. Like, he can just do a little bit of everything. And I'm glad he's finally getting this opportunity because he's played really well at AAA. And, you know, if they're not going to play Luis Garcia every day, which I think is something that's a little bit crazy, you know, at this point in the season, he's had a really good year. Just play him every day. But if you're not going to, give Darren Baker the at-bats and give him the starts and just see what you got and see, you know, how he can play at the end of the season. So it's really good to see him having success at the major league level after, you know, spending a lot of time in the minor leagues.
It's actually ridiculous, in my opinion, that they're still platooning Luis Garcia in a lost year, you know, and in just a bad year.
Just playing.
Yeah. Well, what are we doing? I mean, what are we protecting him from? Oh, by the way, he's hit lefties decently in the second half, and he's arguably your organizational player of the year. I mean, they've sent out the media ballots, and it's him or CJ or Jacob Young, or you know, there's not that many options. So, yeah, that's confounding to me as well. We were mentioning earlier the Mets series, just as an aside, because I jotted this down and didn't mention it. 2-11 this year against the Mets in the 13 games. They were 11-2 against the Marlins, and they outscored them 72-35. The complete opposite against the Mets. 2-11, and they got outscored 86-37 against the Mets this season. So thank God they don't have to deal with the Mets anymore. They can basically single-handedly get credit for kind of saving the Mets season, who have vibes of the 2019 Nationals with their big turnaround. And you know, I was talking to Dave Jagler on my DC show today, and he referenced Jose Iglesias coming in
OMG.
And what he's provided for them, basically being there like para, you know, and changing the clubhouse around. So they've got some of those vibes going, but hopefully, as a Nats fan, those vibes die off very soon.
And another thing, too, is like down the stretch here, some of these games, I mean, it's been rough, you know, the last couple of days, and it could be rough just down the stretch here because you're playing teams that have something to play for still. And it's that time of the year when, you know, you're managing to win. You're not managing for the long haul anymore. You're not worried about some of these things. You're managing to win. These ball clubs need every single game. And so, you know, for the Nationals, you end up facing a lot of ball clubs in those positions. And in turn, you know, these are must-win games for the team on the other side, and they're taking advantage.
Well, and you have nothing to play for.
Correct.
Right. And, you know, you got your vacay coming up or you know, whatever it is you got planned in a couple of weeks with the wife or the kids. And you got 13 straight games and 19 games in 20 days finishing out your season, you know, in this stretch here, mostly against, as you're putting it, you know, some really good teams. So you just hope that they can, you know, they're pros. They make a lot of money. I get that. But that they can scratch and claw. They've actually played respectable ball. I mean, you know, they're 6-7 in their last 13. They're 13-16 or so in their last 29. So, you know, it's not like they've completely fallen off or aren't playing at the same level. You know, they're still playing at even a little bit of better level here over the last few weeks than they have over the duration of the season.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
One other thing we should mention real quick is the idea to go to the six-man rotation. So Trevor Williams is coming back. Trevor Williams, personally, I think has a couple big starts ahead because he's trying to prove that he's healthy. If he can look good a couple of times before the end of the year, you know, he's going into a contract year. He's 32 years old, whether it's with the Nationals or somewhere else. You know, somebody might give him some money to come to spring training to compete. They're going to add him to the rotation, and they're going to stretch everyone else out an extra day of rest. So, you know, the younger arms like Parker and Irvin and Hers and Gore, they'll benefit from this as well. But what do you make of the decision?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense. And I guess, you know, the timing here, it's just odd to me a little bit, Grant, that you would wait this long. Now, I know some of this is Trevor Williams wasn't ready 2 weeks ago. But you kind of wonder if you're going to go to a six-man rotation, you're really not reaping the benefits. Like, are you really missing a start for these guys? Maybe you give them a half, an extra day here or there, but it's two starts left. Like, I don't know. It's a little bit late, but I think this is more so for Trevor Williams than the other guys. It just happens to work out to help everyone else in the rotations as well. And I'm intrigued to see what he can do. It is a big couple of starts for him, because if he can come back out and pitch like he did at the beginning of the year, I think he'll get a real chance somewhere, whether it's with the Nats or maybe somewhere else. And, you know, I wouldn't also mind the Nats bringing him back. I know he hasn't been that great overall in his time here because last year wasn't great, but his start earlier this year was incredible. And I think he's someone that's incredibly versatile where, you know, if you need him to be the fifth starter coming out of spring training next year for whoever it is, that could be the case, or you can have him be a long relief guy. And, you know, for the Nationals, I think that'd be an intriguing thing to have, because if they were to go with, you know, a super young rotation like they have pretty much all year this year, you know, if someone has a clunker and they're only able to go three innings, you can just throw in Trevor Williams to eat four innings to get you, you know, the seventh or eighth inning or something along those lines. So I think having someone, even if it's not Trevor Williams, but someone that kind of fits into that sort of a role for next year would be wise for the Nats as well.
Yeah, they need to sign a couple of veteran pitchers. My hope is that, you know, they go get true middle of the rotation starters, not, you know, Trevor Williams is a nice depth guy, sixth, seventh guy. I don't think what he was doing early in the year would have been sustainable. You know, I like the person a ton. I like the pitcher plenty. And as you said, there's a role for him on big league teams, whether that's as a spot starter, fifth starter, bullpen guy on a first division team, whatever. I know he wants to start, and he certainly proved this year that he was effective and capable of doing that. But my hope is, and maybe they're going to have to end up piecing some prospects together and do it via trade, go get a controllable arm. But we've talked about it a lot. I think they got to go get, you know, a true veteran, someone that replaces Corbin as the kind of the leader, the man among the boys in the rotation, so to speak. And actually, unlike Corbin, you know, actually throws well every 5 days too, would be nice. But I think that's something when we get into our offseason preview, whether they're going to actually spend the money to do that. Do you trust the learners to do that? Does Mike Rizzo have to get creative and put together two, three players, some of the redundant prospects, you know, in the busy outfield in the system? That might be more realistic for sure. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast. We try to grow this thing, so please also spread the word that we do this a couple times every single week before and after every series. We give you a new pod. Let your friends that are Nats fans know that we do this. Hopefully we can continue to have more and more people listening to the show as we continue to go here. on Bustin' Loose Baseball. Big thanks to producer Darris. For Toby, I'm Grant saying so long. Enjoy Nats baseball.